the gift of God's love. What marvels of God's love Jesus revealed as he shared the tidings of the coming Comforter with them. He let the disciples know that there ever dwells in the heart of God a strong desire to have intimate fellowship with his children. God desires more than a few quickly spoken words and ritualistic litany once a week in a church building. He desires to enter into such an intimate fellowship that it will make the heart of his disciple become a holy temple for his dwelling place. God desires communion with man to be close and personal, with nothing concealed between them. In the hidden sanctuary of man's heart, all things are transparent before his eyes of love. Fellowship with him must exist in that state of transparency. In this new glorious intimate relationship with God that the Paraclete would come and develop, there lies a great mystery of grace and love. The coming Comforter would initiate a new era of fellowship, a fellowship never before possible since the fall in the Garden of Eden raised a wall of sin as a barrier between God and man. Foolish is the man who refuses such a gift of grace. Truly miserable and unenviable is the man who walks life's path through the dark veil of this outcast world without the blessed Paraclete abiding in him. To live without a comforter, helper, advocate, or guide makes human life comfortless, frustrating, and hopeless. The one who never opens the portals of his heart to receive the Comforter into his inner being is to be pitied. Lamentable is the believer who is too involved with the temporal things of this world to surrender his life to God and allow the Paraclete to dwell in his heart. Regardless of how full and enriched one might be, he is like a beautiful shell stranded on the seashore, beautiful outside, but empty and dead inside. It was the delight of Jesus to send his matchless gift of divine mercy to his beloved disciples. He chose this incomparable gift out of his treasuries of heaven as the most precious gift he could give them as a going away present. In truth, the Holy Spirit was a gift of himself, the Spirit of Christ. He would come in the same divine essence and with the same holy love and mighty power as Jesus himself. In spirit, Jesus would also be in the Paraclete, and was his delight to live in them and never more be separated from his children or beyond their call. Jesus in the Paraclete would share in all the joys and sorrows, pains and fears, trials and difficulties of his much-loved ones. Through the Spirit, he would continually offer his counsel, comforts, wisdom, helps, and love. He could then lift up the banner of his all-powerful name every time the enemy would come in like a flood of conquering evil. He could renew faith and courage whenever it waned and cause strength to spring up from his own eternal sources. He could quicken hope when adverse conditions brought heavy pressures to prevail. As the balmy breezes of spring quicken life into the sleeping flowers in the garden, his sweet voice would breathe new life into the precious promises. Daily he would draw living water from the rivers of divine love for the thirsty soul, drawing from that river that continually flows from the everlasting spring beneath the throne of God. He invites the thirsty, saying, "Drink, yes, drink abundantly, my love." Through his Holy Spirit, Jesus would anoint the troubled heart with a precious balm of peace. He would assuage the pain of a troubled soul so grievously burdened with the guilt of sin. He would take delight in speaking the most precious words ever heard by human ears, "Thy sins are forgiven thee." He would not become impatient with the weak and faulty, but would renew his forgiveness daily so that his peace might ever abide. This would be the work of Jesus through the coming Comforter. In the inner sanctum of the heart of the coming Paraclete, would ever seek to unfold before the eyes of understanding the hidden glory and beauty of Jesus Christ, their Lord. Bright rays of revealing light, proceeding from the indwelling Paraclete, would shine forth in sparkling brilliance into the darkened mind, with choice beams irradiating the knowledge of God and his Son, Jesus Christ.